Hi Laurel, thank you for having Rithu and I on your podcast, HTML Energy. I'm super activated to see how the voice memo format will bring light and shape to our conversation. So to answer your question, and your series of questions, MaskOn.zone began out of a sort of shared frustration among friends, Twitter mutuals, anti-surveillance abolitionists, researchers, writers, coders, organizers, and protesters on the ground like Najma Sharif, Priyanka Bakker, Nasma Ahmed, Mohammed, Rona Akbari, Ellie Bell, I'm sorry, and others who have opted out of being named in addition to Rithu and I. And we were all sort of coming together and under this shared annoyance and frustration and anger, really, of seeing white and non-black photographers treat protests and uprisings as sort of careerist opportunities to further their creative practice or photography practice while simultaneously endangering the lives of black protesters by making them targets to the surveillance state in the midst of what we're all witnessing as the sort of bolstering and mass proliferation and development of facial recognition technologies among other surveillance technologies. And these photographers, like so many other performative quote-unquote allies, we see as integral extensions of the surveillance state and really feel a need to challenge this sort of performative allyship. And not only that, but MaskOn.zone is an ongoing effort to give a platform to resisting all harmful forms of surveillance surrounding protests and other collective actions by way of learning from historical examples such as COINTELPRO, which was an FBI program that actively and violently targeted black organizers, activists, musicians, and other public figures that continues to this day under different names. And so for me and many of the other MaskOn.zone collaborators, we knew many organizers and protesters like ourselves who were kind of on social media, using it to disseminate information and receive information. And it just became, you know, this confusing jumble of, you know, which source do we go to, you know, which social media accounts have the latest sort of anti-surveillance tips or best protest practices. And we sort of thought to maybe consolidate all this disparate anti-surveillance tips into a mobile-friendly website paired with a social media account that could easily be accessed before, during, and after protests. And so my role in the project was part researcher, part front-end developer, and part back-end developer. We all compiled our research findings in an encrypted document using CryptPad. And then Rithu and I had a few collaborative design sessions over FaceTime and text where we organized the content into a design, which was mostly conceived by Rithu using Figma. And then I hand-coded the designs with Visual Studio Code, Terminal, a Node HTTP server, and Firefox web browser. And then later on, I constructed a pseudo-automated sheet system on Google Sheets, which generates the content on MaskOn.zone through a Python script. And from there, Rithu extended the MaskOn.zone backend with a tool called Jekyll, which I'll let her speak more to.